Hi there, it's Rachel Martin, and you're listening to Parenting Teens Podcasts.
January 27th, Parent Mental Health Day. Who knew? I didn't, but now we all do. So to help you with your mental health as parents, I've created some videos that cover some of the common issues that we all come up against. How to say no without the headache and the meltdown from everybody in the room. And ways so that you don't feel as though you're always the enemy and everything that you say is wrong. And why it's so important that you look after your mental health for the sake of yourself, but also your children. I've invited along a friend of mine, Nikki Saunders, who's a therapist and a parent of two as well, where we're going to discuss these issues and hopefully give you some ideas and tips that can help you look after your mental health. It really is important. I hope you enjoy them.
Hello, Nikki. Thanks for coming. Thanks for saying yes. Woo! Oh, my friend's blog. It's all very exciting. Do you want to give just a quick intro to yourself so people know a bit more about you?
Yeah. So I've been a therapist for over 20 years and BACP accredited. But one of my passions in life has become, what I've learned over that 20 years of being a therapist, is so many of our issues do come from our childhood. So also, I've been a child myself. I also have two children. and my children are now 22 and 18. And what I would say about being a parent is I've only ever been the parent of a 22-year-old once. So even now, I'm forever learning about what it is to be a parent of a 22-year-old and also an 18-year-old. And I have a girl and a boy, and they're completely different, and they throw up different challenges. However, what I have learned over the years is fundamentally that a lot of our issues do stem with how we've learned to cope with our emotions as a child and how that translates into adulthood. So my program is fundamentally about exploring our childhoods and trying to establish what we want to bring forward from our childhoods to our own children and what we want to leave behind, and really learning about ourselves and our own mental health. Parenting is one of the most difficult things I think we will ever do, because it's forever changing. We're forever changing. The kids are forever changing. And our inner critic is at its worst, I think, with being a parent. You don't get pay rise, you don't get holiday pay, you don't actually get time off, you don't get anything. So there's nothing to say that we're doing an all right job. But most of us are setting out to do the best that we can with what we have. And sometimes, yeah, we need to tweak on that. But I think it's exactly things like this that it's really important to have permission to be able to look after ourselves as parents, because so many people either prioritise their children or prioritise themselves, and everything is about a balance.
Absolutely. And nobody gives you a training manual. Why is there no training manual?
Because we're all different. Everybody's different. And you know, that training manual would be so big. But our training manual is within us, isn't it? It's about exploring what feels intrinsically right for us as well. And sometimes we have to listen to our inner self, not necessarily always listen to that inner critic.
See, this is why I got her here. See? I'm good to my listeners, I tell you, honestly. Nikki's going to hopefully keep me grounded as well, so that this doesn't just become about teenagers. As you can tell, the parenting piece is a huge piece to you. And I love the fact that you've learned so much over the time as a parent, as a therapist, looking to the past, there's slightly angles to how you deal with this stuff. So yeah. I guess my first question is the big fat no. I get a lot of parents that just get frustrated when you're trying to, tell them that they can't do something. And this is at any age for definite. Yeah. It does feel so bad.
Yeah.
So is there anything you can think of that you did or that you've learned that might well help?
100%. What we've got to remember is, what is no? No is a command. And I think sometimes we have to establish why we're saying no, and maybe say yes a little bit more often. Because often, again and again, depends on your generation in which you were raised, but saying no is more about control. Often it's about control. It's maybe the parent doesn't want the child doing that thing, or it scares the parent, the thought of the child doing that thing. Now, whether this be a 5-year-old or 15-year-old, but kids won't take no. And kids in today's generation will not take a no as an answer. They want a reason. And if your reason isn't justifiable, they will kick against it. And then they will stop trusting, because all of a sudden it becomes about the parent and not about the child. And I'd like to say one of the things I've always done in my parenting, but this isn't true. One of the things I do in my parenting and have done for some years now is, and I've shared this with you before, Rachel, about my son bends my brain, because my son will bring something to the table and make me go, oh my God, this feels like a no. And when I get that feeling of, oh, I don't like the feel of this, this makes me really, really scared, I want to say no, I just pull back a bit and think about why am I saying no? Why don't I want my child to do this? And then you have to work out, is it a risk thing, or is it just as a parent, we don't understand it? So then if we don't understand it, find a way to understand it, and then look at saying a yes. The more we say yes to our children, when we say no, oh my God, that has power behind it. They will then go, oh, so that really means there's a valid reason for that no. And it makes that no, that really, really important no, really, really easy. So what I'd say is, if you can say yes, then say yes. Obviously, be careful with your yeses. Don't be just randomly saying yes, and don't say, Nikki said. Nikki said it would be all right. No. Risk assess the situation. But if it's a no because you're scared, then look at your fear. Don't pass that on to your children. Don't say, well, I don't want you to do that because it's scary for whatever reason. Don't climb that tree just in case you fall out. It's like, right, okay, what can you do to climb that tree and be safe? Be as safe as you possibly can. So help them to navigate their way through challenges. And if they fall, help to pick them up. But they are going to fall in life. So that comes with the territory. But keep saying no doesn't actually protect them. It just actually tells them, well, that looks like something really exciting to do because my mum says no.
As I'm aware, and I've talked about many times in the teen world, that no is almost like a red rag to a bull.
Absolutely.
Like, fine, I'll find a way around it that you don't know. So I think the key thing that I've picked out there as well is that trust piece. When the kids get older and you lose that trust, no means nothing. It's just kind of, I was looking for your approval because I'm going to do it anyway. That's what they're really asking. So you get an opportunity to kind of influence them doing it in a safer way. Or you get a chance to know nothing about it until they need picking up because it's gone
wrong. And
that's the choice. You need to look at it, I think, slightly differently in that. It's almost that somewhere on a wine glass or something, it says they're going to get hurt. You can't stop it. So just try and work with it.
And I think this applies to teens more so, is that if a teenager comes to you and says, my friends are smoking and I want to give it a go, you going, you're not going to do that, you will not do that, is not going to stop them from doing that. Actually, what is more likely to stop them from doing that is to sit back and have a chat with them and go, okay, so tell me about that. What do you like the idea of? What is it that your friends are saying? You know, so what talk to me about that. Communicating with them and educating them as to the risks of these things, but not in a disapproving, oh, and if you do this, this is going to happen and you're going to die and everything. Just going, actually, you know, there are some risks, but I can't stop you. I don't want you to do this, but I cannot stop you. So respect them, show them that you respect them. And if they make that choice, that's their choice. You know, we can only hope and fingers crossed that it won't, but at least they might come to you and go, yeah, Mum, I tried that. It's not my friend, don't like that. Happy days, job done.
And if you start it early enough, this process is going to be known, so it's not going to be
exactly. And this is why within the program, that's exactly what I encourage them to do, is communicate openly and honestly and transparently with their children and try not to let their own fears get in the way.
It's such a big thing, and I personally didn't realize how much, because it's easy to say no because it makes me scared. It's really easy. I feel loads better.
Yeah.
And then actually it's like, actually I don't, because everything's falling apart with my relationship now. This is, isn't funny.
Yeah, so we get scared because, you know, when we were 15, we maybe got drunk, or maybe that was just me. But anyway, and was really violently sick. And don't do that, child. You know, don't do that, my child. You don't want to do that, because that'd be really difficult and that's really painful. And I don't want you to go through that pain. Sadly, they got to go through it. If they want to go through it, they got to go through it. It's better that they go through it and they can ring you and go, I got really drunk, can you come and get me? Rather than, I can't ring my mum because she'll go nuts because I got really drunk. So leave that door open.
Or even, I can't ring my mum because I'm 24 and nobody rings their mum anymore, because I've never done this, because I've always abided the no.
Yeah.
I have no idea what all this is, because I've never experienced it. When they're under your roof, it's like you've got the opportunity to be the safety net. You want to fix it, let them do it whilst they're still there.
Yeah.
Instead of them having to do it later when they've left and have no idea.
And if your child feels safe indoors and not having a complete battle all the time with their parent, they're less likely to go outside and find peace, if that makes sense. Yes. So, because outside is where a lot of the risks are for young people, because their brains just don't operate in the way that our brains work. So they make really difficult decisions and risky decisions when they haven't got guidance from us. Actually, if we keep those communication lines open, you'd be surprised how much they touch base with you to ask you some really random questions that they're obviously considering in there, but because they know you're not going to go, you mustn't do that, they get some feedback from you about that particular subject or that area that they're maybe dabbling or considering in.
Yeah, and it can start anywhere, I guess, would be the thing. Came under your world and started to learn the yes more than no type of thing, it is just, it's something that you have to start at some point, and it's a bit weird when it first begins, but there is no too late on this one. One that you can literally just turn on, and it becomes more normal as they kind of get used to you talking to them more, because the classic teen lad, I don't want to talk about it. Whatever, you know, but that does begin to change the more you keep doing it and keep trying with it. So,
because that's where because respect is built as a result of that, because you're showing that you respect them to make the right decisions for them. And then when they make the wrong decisions, they can then reflect on that and go, okay, but you know, I made that decision. My mum gave me, or my mum or my dad, they gave me the guidance, and I chose to go against it, and that's okay. But it's that within the safety of their relationship with you. Fundamentally, our relationship with our children is key. You know, and it's not about them being the individual we want them to be. It's about them being themselves, and we can nurture that through developing a good relationship with our children.
Absolutely. It's all I banter on about the relationship. It's the only piece that makes all the difference all the way through, massively. So
stop controlling our kids. Provide them with the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, see? We don't need to be the referee. We're the coach.
We're not the police.
Can we not sometimes be?
There comes a time where you've got to put your foot down, for sure, but largely 95% of the time we can just back off a little bit.
And honestly, one of the biggest things, the sooner you start that stepping back and letting them do it, because you can do that from a young age, the teen step back, which is a big one, won't be so huge. It won't be such a new thing or so difficult. So
absolutely.
So I'm dominating the teen world, sorry.
No, but this is exactly, it comes as early as I get dressed by myself. It comes as early as that. You know, they try to get dressed by themselves and they can't get dressed by themselves, and they get frustrated and they need help and they need support. But if you believe in them and support them rather than get frustrated with them, as you said, that starts to build those neural pathways right from the get-go. And by the time they're a teenager, it's just second nature. This idea of, you can try yourself. That's absolutely fine. I'll always be here if you need my help.
Yeah. But it's not too late if you're in my camp.
Ever.
And you learn all this a little bit too late. It's fine.
Never too late. No. Never, ever too late.
That's the end of video one, the big fat no, and the ways that you can approach it and different ways you can look at it. I really hope it helps. Next, we're going to be looking at how what you say isn't always deemed to be wrong. Things you can do that can help you when you're just trying to do the best, but it seems to be falling on deaf ears or a bit of an attitude back in your face. Give it a watch. It will be out soon. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, that's it for this episode. And if you're hearing this message, that means you've listened all the way to the end. And for that, I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really does mean a lot to me. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions or feedback, please do get in touch. I honestly love to hear from anyone who's been listening. You can find me at My Inner Strength for my website, or through Inner Strength on Facebook, or Parenting a Teen on Instagram. Really annoyingly, someone had already taken Inner Strength. Anyway, I will always reply, so please don't hesitate to get in touch. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and found it informative and useful. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you're feeling really, really lovely and you're listening via Spotify, you could leave me a review, which would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and please do let me know if there's anything else I can cover that will help you whilst you're parenting your teen. Have a lovely day.